I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports to the Max is on the air this Wednesday night, 6:37, and change. The Minnesota Twins lost today 7-5 to the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Cardinals have they beat them 3 out of 4, and the Cardinals are a pretty good team, 23-17 on the year. The Twins are 18-21, but it doesn't feel like that when they play. You feel like the Twins are the much better team. You heard it right here on WCCO. More on that game. We'll touch Fernando Rodney. He'll join us in a bit. Live Outdoors coming your way tonight. We told Ron Sherrill, we said, Ron, you're going up for the opener to your traditional place, and don't come back, or at least you're not coming in studio until you catch a walleye. Ron will not be in studio tonight. I thought with the Wednesday game, I thought, you know what, you know, the Wednesday show, we didn't have a show on Monday or Tuesday because of the Twins. I thought, well, this is pretty safe. And then by the time all said and done, here it is Wednesday. Well, Ron going to be in the studio. I hear him kind of hemming and hawing. I won't be able to make it tonight, you know. The wind this and the, you know, the shallows we thought they were in and all that stuff. So hopefully he can call in and give us an update on what's going on up there. But I'm firm on some of those rules. If we're going to have a credible show, then we need to we need to draw a line in the sand. I mean, if Ron's the outdoor guy, great. Then the opener's on Saturday, great. And this show's on Wednesday. I figured that's plenty ample time for him to reel in at least one. Well, that's all I asked. And he can come in studio, but he won't be in studio tonight. Here's a good question for you. At 612-989-9226. I saw a young man, by young I mean 11, 12 years old, watching on their phone the movie 42. And at first, I had forgotten about how the movie plays out. It chronicles the life of Jackie Robinson, integrating baseball and all that went with it. And I forgot, as I started to watch it and watch him watching it, that they didn't spare anything. It's graphic and the language is raw and real to try to give the effect of what it was really like back then. Harrison Ford playing Branch Rickey, Montreal manager, this, and, you know, players, etc. They use the N-word an awful lot, in other words. And I'm thinking to myself, is this young man benefiting from watching this? Because it is paramount that he understands why there are players of color playing baseball now and we don't think twice about it. That there was a fight for this at one point in time. On the other hand, I don't know how much of it I want him to try to, whoever this kid is, to ingest. And is it too much for him to try to fathom the language and all that went with it at that time? And so I ask you, what is the proper age when we take these young kids and you have an opportunity to teach them something, which eventually they're going to learn one way or the other, but you want it to be powerful. You want it to make an impression on them. You want them to hear it and to react to it. You want them to know that it was this bad at that time. At the same time, you're kind of going, ooh, I don't know if I want to hear those words. But it's so important that they learn. And I'm thinking this movie does a great job of telling what it was really like back when Jackie Robinson was trying to become the first African-American to play in the major leagues. And yet, even when I hear it, it makes you cringe and you kind of get a little something in your stomach and you realize that, you know, cultures have changed, things have changed over time, and the belief system that we have and what people had back then is what it is or was what it was. But it's important that we understand that so that we don't repeat it in other ways of our life, whether it's an African-American integrating baseball or whatever. But I'm thinking to myself, how much of this is healthy for kids and how much do we, because we want them to know, man, we want to put the hammer on their heads so they understand that this was a different and difficult time. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if it is there an age you have to pick? Is it 15? Is it 16? Is it what? Before they're mature enough to handle it. But you don't want to soft soap this thing either. You don't want them just to say, well, it was hard to be an African American trying to make it in baseball when it was beyond hard. It was incredibly difficult. And when you talk about the best analogy that I can think of, I was hosting an event with Gene Washington and his daughter Maya put together this documentary on how these players came from Texas. Her father, one of them, Gene Washington, who would eventually become Minnesota Viking, and Bubba Smith and Clint Jones and others, George Webster. They ended up being four first-round draft picks, but they were part of the integration of the African-American into the Big Ten. They were already African-American that played in the Big Ten. It was just that because they had such a good and high-profile team and these players went on to do great things, they became somewhat linked to that effort. And they played at Notre Dame in a famous game. Notre Dame had one African-American player, Alan Page. Yeah. So we were doing this at the Twin Cities Film Festival. She premiered it. And afterwards, we did a Q&A. And it was Gene Washington and Maya Washington and Carl Eller. And so my job was just to facilitate the conversation, taking questions from the crowd. And Carl Eller told the story of when he was growing up and he worked somewhere by day. And I think he was, 16, 17 and an impressionable age to be sure. And he went to get a hamburger at what was, it wasn't the McDonald's, but it was something similar to fast food style. And the lady at the counter said, "We can get you a hamburger, but not on the front counter. You got to go around to the back if you want to get one." And here it is. Carl's probably 75 years old. So however many years later, 60 years later, whatever it was, he remembers that vividly. And his point that he made that day, that it took me a bit, but I understood it after he made it, and I was glad that he made it, was that's that to him was, to an extent, I don't want to misquote him, but that people don't realize what white entitlement is, meaning you never had to worry about that scenario playing out in your life. I never did. If you grew up white, you never had to worry about having somebody say, "We're going to sell you a hamburger," in the back of the restaurant. You never had to worry about walking into a hotel and having somebody say, "Well, you can't stay here." You never had to worry about any of that, or "You can't use that bathroom," whatever it is. And I never thought about that, how heavy that would weigh on your mind and how taxing that would be to take with you every day, not knowing how you were going to get treated when you walked in a door if you weren't familiar with what was behind the door. And when he explained that, it was almost like I realized the cross that they bear, especially from that generation all these years, that you had to think about it, that you had to think about, really pick your spots in terms of where you're going to be outspoken or not, where you're going to stick up for something, or could you get so berated that it wouldn't be worth the effort for the cause. And he articulated it very well. Saying that's what white entitlement is. When you expect things, you don't ever have to worry about. If you don't have to worry about, then there is no burden to you. Then you eliminate your fears and you go about your day. And when I saw this movie, I thought, wow, this kid is watching this and he's hearing it raw and real. And maybe that's the best thing that he can hear. Maybe that's exactly what he needs to hear at age 12. I don't know. But is it too difficult for him to comprehend that? 612-989-9226, 651-989-9226. When did you decide that it was okay for your kids to watch a movie like 42? Should the school system have things like this? Should they be the ones that introduce these kids and make a decision in terms of when they're ready to handle the graphic nature of? Because without the graphic nature, loses a lot of its luster. If you can't hear the N-word, if you can't hear the words, the verbiage that they use to refer to them, if you can't see some of the borderline violence, it loses a lot of its edge. And you want people to know what it was like. And I watched that with fascination because having watched it before but without any young people watching with me, it was completely different. You know, I expected it. I was a little bit surprised by it, but I understood it. 612-989-9226. Wicks and Jewelers time is 647. Sell your Rolex watch for top dollar. As an authorized dealer, Wicks and Jewelers will pay more for your pre-owned watch. Left yesterday behind him. In My Secret Life of Walter Mitty, I've got a guitar. It's getting towards sun. There's a campfire going. Folks are gathered around me in the Rocky Mountains, and I'm singing Rocky Mountain High. And everybody marvels, and eventually I get them all involved, and they sing along with me. And we have this wonderful synergy, and it's organic, and it just evolves. I don't know if I should keep that one on the bucket list or not. It's not looking so good as I move down life's mortal coil. Plenty more to come on this edition of Sports the Max, included but not limited to not only Sid Hartman Live, but Sid Hartman in the locker room today. You have to hear this one to understand it. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Fernando Rodney will join us live outdoors next, plus Rob Fournisseur, retiring after 33 years at the U of M. It's Sports to the Max.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.